Hello everyone, this is Shirin Musa from the NSTBXP and I'm here to start with our first episode of the e-podcast with our very first guest from Netherlands, Nicola. So you can start presenting yourself, Nicola.
Hi, my name is Nicola and I am Dutch. I'm 21 years old. I currently study at Leiden University. I study international relations and organizations. And I have been part of the Noor team, so of the Isaac Noor team, since the 1st of January, and I am the online marketing manager.
Amazing. So since the Noor project is one of the most important projects that Netherlands created, tell us more about it so people will know what's the aim of creating it.
So the Noor project was created in 2007 by one local committee in the Netherlands. The local committee was Groningen. And at the time, there was a lot of Islamophobia, so a lot of anti-Islam sentiment. And there was a lot of misunderstanding towards Arab cultures in the Netherlands. So to kind of counter that sentiment, people in Groningen, Isaacers in Groningen, they decided to create an initiative. And this initiative was called the Noor Project. And when people go on a Noor project, they go on volunteer projects in the MENA region. And with that, the Noor project has the idea that people should experience the cultures from the MENA region, different cultures from the MENA region, because then they realize that actually the cultures, like there's not really that big of a cultural difference between people from Europe and people from the MENA region. So the Noor project basically grew and grew, and now there's around 100 people who go on a Noor project each year. It's a national program, which means that those numbers are based on like the national amount of people who go. So like there's around 100 people from the Netherlands who go on a Noor project each summer. And of course, since Corona, it's been a little bit different. And another part of the Noor project specifically is the reintegration program and the experience project, because the Noor project is really, of course, there's a lot of other global volunteer initiatives, but the Noor project really wants to make sure that people who go on a Noor project, that they learn from going to the MENA region, and that they really are open to learning more about the culture and learning more about, yeah, basically themselves as well. So we have all of our exchange participants create an experience project, which is basically something creative. So some people like photography, some people like to vlog, some people like to write poems or short stories on their experiences in the MENA region. And we wanted to do this to make it a little bit more personal, that kind of shows what they learned from going to the MENA region on a Noor project, on a volunteer project. So that is in short what the Noor project entails.
That's really amazing and very interesting actually. And I really like the idea of the Noor project. So now can you tell us what is your position in the Noor project and what is your GD? Tell us more about it.
So my position in a Noor team, it's online marketing. So what I do is I take care of the social media, and I also, since this year, we have worked very hard on creating a Noor brand, because we didn't really have that until now, we didn't have anything written down. So we brainstormed a lot with people from the Noor team. We brainstormed with people who do, for example, like Middle Eastern studies, who have a bit more knowledge about it, because we really want to make sure that our marketing embodies our Noor's intentions. So we worked really hard on that. We're still working on that right now. And yeah, on our social media, we share stories of people from the MENA region, of exchange participants who went on a Noor project. And of course, we post experience projects of Noor participants on our socials to also inspire other people who are interested in going on a Noor project.
So since you are the online manager, what is the thing that you like the most in your position and your GD?
The part I like most about online marketing is, first of all, the creative part, because I really like, I hadn't done anything like marketing before, So I really enjoyed doing the graphic design and thinking of ways to kind of make informational posts or promotional posts like attractive to future NUR participants. But also what I really, really enjoyed from my online marketing position is that I got to speak to a lot of people from the MENA region. I got to speak with people about their experience during of their NUR projects. So I really learned a lot about the different countries in the MENA region. And I have not been to the MENA region myself so much. So for me to hear about stories from people who went there or who've lived there, it was really inspiring, and it just made me more excited to discover the world more. And of course, like, the MENA region is now very high up on my list, so I can't wait to visit some countries from there. So yeah, that's basically what I like most.
Amazing. Can't wait to see you in Algeria. So tell me now, did the COVID-19 help you to be more active or less?
So I wasn't part of NUR before COVID-19 happened. So I don't know what it is like to work with Isaac when there's no corona, basically, when there's no global pandemic. So I don't know if it made me work harder per se, but I think yeah, it was a really fun way to kind of still connect to people, even from my own bedroom. So I do think it has been really helpful in corona times to, you know, have the ability to connect to people. And it was also more stimulating because obviously, yeah, you couldn't see your friends so much. So talking with people from other countries or from your NUR team, it was so much fun that you automatically become more active in your team and in your function. So I do think it has made me more active than maybe if there weren't a global pandemic. But to be fair, I wouldn't know because I haven't been in ISAC before.
Oh, I see. So now we arrive to our final question. What are the pieces of advice that you can give to our members who want to apply in the same position as you?
Some advice that I can give people who are considering applying for the online marketing position. This is really the position for you if you just want to challenge yourself in terms of creativity and marketing strategy. For me, I learned a lot from it. And of course, you do not already have to know what kind of strategy you want to use and what kind of materials you want to put out by the start of your term. So my advice is to just sit down and try out all of the ideas that you have in your mind, like in terms of graphic design. Just sit down behind your computer and try out all of the things all of the ideas you have, even the things that you think might look ugly or might not look as good. Try them out, because sometimes the things that you thought in your head would not look as good actually turn out the best. So don't give up on ideas before you have even tried them. And also show your friends, because sometimes their opinion can be very give you very valuable insights. So yeah, that's basically my main advice. Just try things out, get creative, and get out of your comfort zone. And then you'll do great as an online marketing manager. So good luck.